my life.
In a ye me, I will be done.
You fed to any cash.
Anybody like that here?
Yeah, anybody.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Good night.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way. Redemption Way.
Thank you.
worthy to be adored. No one like you, Daddy. You are the greatest, you are the best. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. May thou glorify it forever. May thou glorify it forever. Thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
You are the mighty God. The great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia.
You are the mighty God. The great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia.
You are the mighty.
Hallelujah.
King of kings and Lord of lords. You are wonderful. You are good. You are kind. You are great. You are loving. You are faithful. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. There is no one like you. Whether the Lord, the world believes it or not, we know you are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. You are older than the oldest. You are better than the best. You are the Almighty God. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, Father, do a new thing. Save souls. Heal the sick. Set the captives free. Let there be victories tonight. Let there be miracle signs and wonders tonight. Let all our needs be met tonight. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
You're watching Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Our God is a very generous God. He doesn't know how to be stingy. Whatever he does it generously. David said, "Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over." In John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, John 2, verse 1 to 11, they said they needed more wine in a wedding. He gave them more than 600 bottles of wine. They said the people were hungry, they had no food. He took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And multiplied it so that after the people were fed, there were 12 baskets left over. Our God is never stingy, because his name is Jehovah El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. I pray for somebody here tonight. By the time you are getting out of here, your blessings will be overflowing. Those of you who have been here from the beginning, you know, it doesn't just save your soul.
He cleanses from all sins. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. But then he goes further and gives you ability not to sin again. By changing your heart and giving you a heart of flesh. You saw that young man who used to be a radical antichrist. He couldn't even give his testimony without crying. Because the heart of stone had been changed to a heart of flesh. So that sin can no longer have dominion over us. It doesn't just save. He goes further than that. Because he's a God who is more than enough. When he wants to heal, he heals completely. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. He said, by his stripes we were healed. But it doesn't just heal. He will give you an opportunity never to be sick again. Exodus 15:26. He says, if you will obey me, I will make sure no sickness comes upon you at all. He heals. He gives you the opportunity to live the rest of your life without sickness. And then he goes further and allows his healing virtue to flow through you. In Mark 16, verse 17 to 18, Mark 16, 17 to 18, he said he can allow those of you who believe to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Thank you, Father.
Baba,
the Lord said there's someone here tonight. Ask me to tell you, don't surrender yet. I'm about to turn the tide.
Amen. Only message you're gone now.
It doesn't just set free. John chapter 8 verse 32. John 8 32. He said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But he draws more than that. He will give you absolute freedom. John chapter 8 verse 36. John 8:36. He said, whosoever the Son shall set free shall be free indeed. When somebody had had mental problem before, and he goes to the hospital, and they pump him full of drugs. Each time you see the fellow, there is still an element of something wrong. But when Jesus sets you free, nobody will know that you had ever had that problem before. That's why I'm prophesying to those who might be in any form of bondage. Receive total freedom right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But not only will he set you free indeed,
he could
even empower you to set the captives free. In Mark 16:17, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. I pray for all of you who are here tonight that from now on, when demons see you coming, they will run in Jesus'
name.
When God decides to bless, he doesn't do it just little by little. Psalm 68:19.
Only David, only Kaji, Dini, Adoni, as a cocker in your group.
When God wants to bless, the Bible says he daily loads us with blessings. That's why in my mother tongue they called him Olodumare. Because when he wants to bring in the blessing, he uses big pots to bring in the blessing.
He did it to Jeppe, Ni Yoruba, and Peonorwani, or Lodu Mari. He told him to Patti Pepukuni, Lodu, Ibukuni.
In Deuteronomy 28,
you were Deuteronomy or Kaji Tinyawa,
verses 1 and 2.
At a Kinati Kaji,
Deuteronomy 28:1-2.
Deuteronomy or Kaji Tinyawa, as a Kinati Kaji.
He talks about blessings that will so frighten you, you'll be running away. And then the blessing will pursue you and overtake you. The kind of blessing that you will say to God, God, this is too much, we begin to come your way from now
on.
When I was a teacher in Ondo State several years ago, I remember the case of a friend of ours. He was also a teacher. He already had 4 children, but I think he was looking for a boy at all costs. The wife became pregnant and delivered a set of twins, 2 boys. He ran away from home because his salary could not cope with 6 children. The kind of blessing that you will say, God, this is too much.
We begin to come your way from now on in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In it will not only bless, it will turn you to a blessing. Somebody who can bless others. Three conventions ago, one young man came to me and said, Daddy, how much does it cost to feed the people during the convention? I said, why are you asking? He said, because I want to pay for it. I looked at him, I said, you must be joking. Well, we were not this many then, but we were many. I told him, I said, listen. Let us say we are an average of 1 million. And we're eating 2 meals a day. Let us assume that the meal, each meal costs 50 naira. We know it is more than that. That will be an average of 100 million naira per day. Multiply that by 1 week. I say, are you joking? He said, I will come back next week.
Lord
said, don't go. I never thought to see him again. But he came back the following week. There is somebody here listening to me tonight. The convention of next year, you are the one who will pay for it. Very few people said amen to that. I thought you are believers. How many of you know that with God all things are possible?
You're watching Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to noon. You're watching Redemption Way.
In the life of every human being, there are always downtimes, periods in one's life when everything seems to just nosedive. However, when it happens in your life, you are not supposed to stay there and continue to be trodden upon. The power to be lifted has been made available. You are invited to come and have an encounter with God who can give you power to get lifted. The Redeemed Christian Church of God invites you to its 59th annual convention. Theme, Wings Like an Eagle. It holds between the 8th and 14th of August 2011. At the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos, Ibadan Expressway, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and other ministers of God will be ministering under the unction of the Holy Spirit to lift you from your downtime and make you soar in all life situations. Wings like an eagle, your time for lifting up is now.
There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
You're watching Redemption Way.
In John 15, verses 1 and 2. John 15, verses 1 and 2. He says, if you are already having fruit, he will make sure that you have more fruit. And then he went further in verse 5 of John 15, verse 5. He said, he can even make sure that you have much fruit. I mean, like in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Samuel 2, verse 21. Anna asked for just one boy, but God gave her additional five. Because whatever our God does, he does it generously. You have heard several testimonies here. You have heard at least of the one that you had right from here, of somebody that the doctor said cannot even have a baby. Because they said the womb is too small. And he wrote and we prayed. And the Almighty God stepped in. And when she was going to deliver this time round, she gave birth to four. The stomach that they said could not carry one, God put four there. Those of you who have been waiting for the fruit of the womb for so long, I receive for you twins by this time next year in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And if you can handle more than two, go ahead and receive three in Jesus' name. When it comes to anointing, God doesn't do it gently. He anointed David in the presence of his brethren. He went ahead and anointed him as king over
Judah.
He went ahead and anointed him as king over
Israel.
He just kept on pouring the anointing oil. And in Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, the Lord said there's a woman here that your stomach keeps getting bigger even though you are not pregnant. Ask me to tell you to check. Your stomach has gone back to normal.
Amen.
And the children will follow. Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, doctors have tried and failed. He said, I will not fail you.
Amen.
Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, you knew abundant life before. He said, you will know abundant life again.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Daddy, I see you.
This one is for me now, so I'm saying amen to it before I tell you. Oh, thank you, Father. He said, there's someone here tonight. He said, very soon, your testimony will be, he prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thank you, Father. You know, I told the pastors when we were praying before we came here. I said, I prayed to God. I don't want you to just use me tonight. I send message to me too. I want to hear from heaven. Now he has just said another one that I know is for me, so I'm saying amen now. He said very soon people will be queuing up to help you. Acts 19 verses 11 and 12. The Bible says he so anointed Paul that his handkerchiefs were healing the sick. And there's somebody here tonight. From this moment onward, your handkerchiefs will be healing the sick.
Amen.
It's an anointing that can overflow. So full that anything you touch becomes anointed. I went to visit one of my sons in America. I told him I would be coming. I got to his house. And I saw four women running up and down in the kitchen. How much food am I going to eat that your wife alone can prepare? And you have to import so many people. He smiled, he said, Daddy, you don't understand. Anyway, I ate and I left. I didn't know that those four women were trusting God for the fruit of the womb. After I left, one by one, they sat on the chair I sat on. Nine months later, three of them were already carrying their children. The fourth one gave birth 3 months after the first three. There is somebody here tonight. From this moment on, even where you walk past will become anointed.
Amen.
When God wants to give you victory, he makes you more than a conqueror. He doesn't just give victory. He gives it abundantly. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 1 to 25, three kings came against Jehoshaphat. God
use the kings to destroy themselves. And then all their wealth was transferred to Jehoshaphat. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. God says when he wants to give you victory, you will not have to lift a finger. He said, those who come against you will be smitten before your face. He said, you won't even have to fight them. You will just see them smitten. In Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13. Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13. The Almighty God says, because I have decided to help you, he said, those who are incensed against you shall be as nothing. He said, you will seek them and you will not find them. Now, who is God talking to here tonight? I think you better tell him, I am the one you are talking to, Lord. The Almighty God says, not only will he defeat your enemies, even their wealth that they have laid up will be transferred to you. And he says in the passage read, not even because of who you are, but because he loves you. He said, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's why I want you to rejoice tonight that you belong to Jesus Christ. That's why I fully understand why that young man was crying. Those who don't know Jesus Christ, they don't know what they are missing. When you know him, you can say like he said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. How many conquerors are here tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. I would have loved us to pray for 1 hour, like we have been doing since the beginning of the week. But because of the crowd here, so that we don't seal up the expressway in the morning, I'm going to ask you to stand on your feet. We are going to pray for only 10 minutes, but please pray with all your heart. Pray if you want. The first prayer point, loud and clear. First of all, let me hear you shout a really big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, from this moment onward, turn me to a terror to all my enemies. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Lift your voice and pray. I want to become a terror to my enemies. When they see me coming, let them begin to run. Let them begin to run. turned me to a terror to all my enemies. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
The next prayer is only for a few people. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. I say, Father, bless me so much that I'll become a blessing to millions. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Bless me too.
Baba, ebuku mi.
Try me with your blessings.
Baba, edomi wo pelu ebuku yi.
And see how I will also become a blessing to millions.
Yes, wa wo bi ebi na Jesus de ni ebuku fun egbegbemu awon eniyan.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
And now lastly, I say, Father, in every facet of my life, make me more than a conqueror. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. In every facet of my life, physically, maritally, financially, spiritually, ministerially, in every facet of my life, make me more than a conqueror. Make me more than a conqueror. Almighty God, make me more than a conqueror. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Make me more than a conqueror in every facet of my life. Physically, materially, spiritually, maritally, even in ministry, make me more than a conqueror. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty God, I just want to thank you. On my own behalf, I say thank you. And on behalf of all these your children, I say thank you. Both those who are here and those who are listening all over the world by satellite, on behalf of every one of us, I say thank you. Every prayer we have prayed, please answer by fire. Turn us to terrors to our enemies in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
we have the seed of Abraham. You told Abraham, not only will you bless him, he will be a blessing to the world. Every one of us here tonight, the kind of blessing that will make us a blessing to millions, release to us tonight in Jesus' name. In every area of our lives, make us more than conquerors in Jesus' name. And every word of prophecy that you have sent to us tonight, before the sun rises, let them begin to manifest in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
You're watching Redemption Way.